the core that we have here at Emmaus, the students that we have, the student athletes that we have that we're able to build on, man, it's awesome. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the official Emmaus Athletic Podcast in the Nest.
Let's go.
I'm your co-host, Shane Douglas. Here with Matt.
I'm finally back.
You're back. You're
crazy.
I feel like my phrase at the beginning gets longer each time. I don't know what I said this time.
It's a word sandwich.
It is a word sandwich. Did I say Emmaus Bible College or did I say Emmaus University? It's a university.
University. Hopefully.
Did you guys know? We're Emmaus University now.
Ta-da. Dude, and we're matching. That's crazy.
You copied me.
No, I did not. You were. Whatever.
Either way, guys, welcome back. Thank you for making us a part of your daily listen. We are so sorry for the last 2 weeks. We've been on spring break. We've been traveling, but also just taking a little break from the end of basketball
and sports season. Being over the season.
Mostly all of sports. All of sports being over now. Teardrop on our guitar. We're not doing the Taylor Swift references anymore, but it is sad. It's sad. It's a sad day. Sad couple weeks of basketball being over with for men's and women's, and really just the full wrap up of the sports here at Emmaus University for the fall and spring semesters.
Yes.
Winter, you could say, because we don't have spring sports.
Winter. Yeah.
So fall and that's winter. A wrap. That is a wrap for our fall 24, fall 25. Thank you for listening. Yeah. We on to next year, right?
Yes.
Bill Belichick. So Matt, you've been gone, man. We've missed you.
I know, dude.
Everybody has been commenting and talking
did Shane get
DMing
rid of
me saying, why is Shane here and not Matt? We miss his head of hair.
Me too. Me too. This light right here just reflects off of it.
Not right now. I mean, after your haircut.
I know, right?
Which Rachel keeps telling you to.
I know. I need to get a little bit up here.
Really, the only thing we're looking forward to now, ladies and gentlemen, is signings, which will come, as well as baby Tomlinson.
Yes. And intramurals.
And intramurals. Fine. You don't want to talk about your baby.
Coming soon to a hospital near you.
Well, let's get on to this.
Yeah,
we got regionals to talk about, but before we get to regionals for the men's and women's team, conference didn't go our way. Matt, lost in the first round.
Both teams did. Both teams lost. First round?
Yeah. Women's team had a buzzer beater, which is awesome.
Maddie Wiest hit a buzzer beater three against Central Christian College of the Bible to go play in the fifth place game, which was super exciting.
Yeah.
We struggled. We lost to Central, which was a big upset. We were the three seed. They were the sixth seed. And then we played the next day.
Central had our number towards the end of the season.
Injury bug. Like you don't want to put blame on stuff, but
We're not trying to take away from
our
Central.
Men's team, man. The last 3 weeks of the season, man, injuries have just...
It was tough.
I mean, first play of the game, Tatum goes up for a layup, gets hit, gets fouled, falls, lands on his hip, just can't move the rest of the game, which affected the rest of that game. And then when he woke up the next morning, that Friday morning, he could not move.
Yeah.
And so had to play that game without him.
And looking ahead to regionals.
Regionals,
knowing that if you win conference doesn't get you anywhere other than a nice
it's
plaque.
It's like the icing on the cake where it's like
that's
cool
regional.
You got it.
We
but
don't have a plaque back
I mean, you, that's over. And then, regionals, I mean, you have to win regionals to
regional
go to nationals.
Gets you to nationals. Yes. That's where you ultimately really want to go.
Yeah.
Having conference is easy of scheduling games and playing against opponents that are
like-mindedness or similar
like-minded
level.
Institutions. Mm-hmm. But regionals, that's what everyone has their mindset on.
Yeah, so it's like the thought process behind how you approach conference, knowing that regionals is the next week.
Yeah.
And so we had to take that approach of, okay, we're not going to play in this game, then this next game, because, you know, fifth place. I mean, we want to win, obviously, but fifth place game doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Him being available at regionals is what matters. And so, yeah, just tough. I mean, for us to finish the season, it's kind of cool. Like, I know Coach Parker and I were talking this, and I've talked with a number of people. Like, it's really cool just seeing, like, the women's team, you know, having six players, like, basically the whole season.
Yeah.
Pretty much healthy the whole year.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
And it is insane. You know, five girls playing 40 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Healthy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have 14 guys on the team. Mm-hmm. And, man, I think I was looking at it, and I think we of the 14 guys, 9 have missed multiple games due to injury throughout the year. And so it's just one, it's just the way it's what happens, the way the cards fall. And so you just got to, you know, have that next man up mentality. But going back to conference, you know, women ended up finishing 6th in that 6th place game, but Rachel Barrett
Dog
was awarded 2nd team, no honorable mention. Can't remember which one, which is bad. But the women's team also got the sportsmanship award, which is back-to-back years they've gotten the sportsmanship award. So shout out to the women's team. On the guys' side, Tatum got 1st team, Nash got 2nd team, and Collier got honorable mention. Yeah.
And he was out. He was out.
He missed the last basically month of the season due to injury, and that man, he's a special player.
Yeah, and we were able to bring you guys the awards and the stats highlights mm-hmm. of the players for this season up towards conference for the regular season play, but we haven't really informed you what happened at regionals, but we're getting to that
after I finish this conference. There was a tie for 1st place, so Mayes men's basketball team was conference runner up, so that was exciting.
Yep.
But yeah, looking up to regionals, obviously. Regionals and conference, we're the only overlap team between conference and regionals. So we're playing 5 different schools there. Looking at awards for regionals, so we just talked about conference awards for the MCCC, but now we're looking at the Midwest Regional Awards. Sir. Rachel Barrett was 2nd team. Aaron McKenna was honorable mention on the women's side. And then on the men's side, Tatum Arguello was 1st team all region, and he was the newcomer of the year for the Midwest region, which was really cool.
All of them.
And so, yeah, looking at regionals, both Emmaus, we were the 4 seed. Maranatha was the 5 seed. And on the women's side, Emmaus was the 4 seed. Maranatha was the 5 seed. So the exact same. So women's, the game they played first, and it was it was an insane game. It was awesome. Maranatha had a really good, really good game plan about how to guard Maddie and Rachel. And our girls responded so well. And they ended up winning and beating them for the 3rd time this season. It was 66-63. Big shout out to Kate Jansen.
She went off.
21 points, a career high. Because they were so focused on stopping Rachel that Kate just had a monster game. 21 points is insane.
She's a runner.
She's a runner.
Track star.
And then Aaron finished with 20 points. And so that was super exciting that the ladies got that win, that elimination game to go on to play in the semifinals. Really cool. The last 4 games of the year, the women went 2-2.
Crazy.
So they won 2 of their last 4 games of the year.
Good job, Coach
Kennard.
Which
is awesome. Great job, Coach Kennard. And so then the next day, which would have been Friday, they played Great Lakes, which was the 1 seed.
Yeah.
And on Great Lakes home court.
Pretty tight at the very beginning of the game. Yeah, it was really close.
I think the first quarter it was tied, and then halftime, I could be wrong, it was, I think Great Lakes was up by maybe 5 points.
No, they
maybe 10 points.
They went up significantly come halftime.
Oh, wait, that's right, because the second half, I think we only scored 2 points. But we ended up losing 85-50. And so that ended our season. Aaron finished with 22 points. Rachel finished with 14 points and 16 rebounds. Great Lakes eventually went on to win regionals on a buzzer beater to go to nationals. Mm. So we ended up losing to them. But obviously they were the ones.
Do you remember who won nationals for women?
Ozark Christian College won for the women's time, which is the first time since 2010 that an MCCC team has won a national championship in any sport.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, so shout out the MCCC for that.
There we go.
After the Maranatha game that Thursday of regionals, our men played Maranatha. So it wasn't, we ended up, they say it's hard to beat a team 3 times in a row, 3 times, and we, this is the 4th time that I've been at Emmaus that Maranatha has ended our season at regionals.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
we didn't play well. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, injuries. Tatum was still hurt.
Yeah.
Collier was out. Will was out.
And Maranatha's had your
number. Had just come back. I mean, that team was a motivated team.
Yeah.
They were so motivated, and we were just kind of like, we were in this funk the last 3 weeks, and we just cannot get out of it. I mean, we went from, you know, averaging 86 points a game, being the number 3 in the nation in scoring, to, no, we were struggling to score 70 points. And we didn't shoot well. We shot, I think, 20, 22% from three. We shot like 32% from the field. I mean, Tatum ended up finishing with 31 points, but we ended up losing 83-67, which, you know, not the way that you want to end the season, but I think it was probably the best way that it could have ended is how it ended, because, you know, you don't want to lose to Maranatha. You don't want to, you know, we ended the streak, unfortunately. But I think having that feeling at the end of the season, knowing like, okay, we were the better team, we should have won, we did not win, we did not play to our capability, we made them look very good. Not that they aren't good, they're a hard team to play. We got fortunate that we beat them twice in the regular season. They just, like you said, they had our number. And so knowing like going into this off season and next season, like that sting of losing to Maranatha, being upset in the first round, I think that is going to affect our team more than if we had won and then lost to the number one seed Great Lakes on their home court.
Yeah.
And so like, obviously don't want to lose, but I think of all the possibilities, it was probably the best case scenario, because I think it's going to help our program in the long run come back better.
Matt has been, this is the most I've heard from him regarding regionals the last 2 weeks when we've been talking about this this episode. The guy has like kept it in. It's been boiling, and now he's he's unleashed it. He's been able to vent to you guys on camera, live recorded. And
live
from where?
Yes, University.
Either way, no, Matt, I appreciate the insight. Oh, yeah. I really do, and I hope all of our listeners do as well. But no, it's true. Like, this is the most I've really heard you talk about it. I know it's really tough to have your season ended that way, especially to a competitor, a rival like Maranatha. And I know the women going on to play against Great Lakes, who ultimately won regionals, which is, it's nice to win against the winner, that's for sure. But going out that way for the men's is really tough.
Right. So but it's kind of, I mean, like, yeah, like, are how we kind of were dropping off, they were kind of picking up.
Yeah.
So,
and they were
shout
always
out to them for that. Yeah. So like they play, I mean, again, Coach Kennard with what he had coming into the season, like he utilized it the most of what he had. And it was just really cool to see, you know, him able to implement things, him able to guide these girls, putting them in winning positions, because they finished 4-22, but they had probably eight games that were right there.
Yeah.
I mean, we had three or four games that were a couple possessions that, you know, one shot goes different and that's the game. He put them in those winning, those positions to win, and it showed, and it's just encouraging. Like, I think, you know, he's been really on the recruiting path, and so excited to see the team that he's going to bring in next year, the team that he's going to have, because you think about it, like 2/3 of this team are graduating.
Yeah.
And so he's going to have like a whole new team next year of, you know, players to fit his system. And so it's going to be really cool to see. Looking forward to that and seeing how the summer goes and into next season. And it's going to be really good. It's going to be fun.
I was giggling a little bit because just really made me think about the consistent or the consistent wins of Maranatha this season against us. How typically it's rare for us to win.
It is very rare.
They got back on track at the end of the season.
We had a rare loss to them this year at the end of the season. Our school did.
No, we didn't.
No, we had a rare loss this year.
Still petty. Pettiness will always stick with us for sure. And you can say we're the voice of the Eagles. I feel like
Joe Abdi is
the voice of the Eagles. Listen to him for our live streams. But We're just the petty. This is the petty table.
Ooh, we're just the like silly, that fun fans that love Emmaus Athletics.
But no, Maranatha is a good competitor, and I am excited for next year. Like you said, it left a chip on the men's shoulders.
Because you think about it, like with our guys' team, we're still a pretty young team.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you know, we had Nash was a senior, Landon was a senior, but Nash really only played 3 years. Landon, if you combined his time, probably played 2 years, and our core was all freshmen or sophomores. And so like the exciting part with that is, you know, having this core return and building upon that with bringing in other guys and help build upon that, because, you know, that we found out at the very end, especially in conference and at regionals, you know. And honestly, like with the kind of the youngness of our athletic program finally winning, just trying to figure out as a school, how do you win?
Yeah.
And when you're in and you've had that pressure on yourselves, how do you deflect that to like, oh, like instead of saying like, oh, I have to win this, like, because that puts on so much pressure on your team of like performing worse, because with that pressure, if you have to win, how do you, you know that you're a winner and mm-hmm. perform as a winner without like playing to win rather than playing to lose?
And also just being a Christian institution.
Right.
Like winning on the court, but also most importantly off the court. Yes. And I haven't seen a men's basketball team or women. I mean, I've seen the women's basketball team perform well and win off the court a lot as well as on the court. But for men's team to perform both it's off the amazing. Court and on the court, and this season has been a truly special season. And we've been talking for the last couple of days of who's going to return, who's going to transfer out, who's graduating, like who are we losing. And it I think it's going to really show you that these guys came together as a brotherhood. A lot of them maybe didn't get the playing time they thought, but played a role a on key the role team
when the time for them to step up happened.
And I hope and I am confident that that's going to show when majority, if not all of them, return next year. And we have a core, and that is where you begin. Is once when you have that core, then you can start to build. We saw that with volleyball and how volleyball had a core. They have a core, and they're able to build on that. And I will.
And with soccer this past year too, with the success they had as well.
Yeah, and we won't get into volleyball and soccer, but they have those cores, and we know their capability. What it was last year, they weren't able to reach it, but they got that chip on their shoulder.
They got that taste. And they have could have been.
They got another year to build on that core, and now our men's basketball team have that, and our women's team is kind of looking like they're about to build, their core for next year.
Yeah.
So really exciting. And we can't talk about any recruits quite yet, nothing official, but there's a lot going on.
And I totally agree, because this was my 11th season I've been a part of on the men's basketball team at Emmaus in various capacities, between being a player, being a coach, and being like in a mentorship role. And yeah, like I totally agree with you. Like this is the best in these 11 years that I've been here.
Yeah,
not speaking for before my time, but since I've been here, this was the most connected, most drawn together, most team-oriented team.
Yeah.
And just like, even from just getting along perspective, but just like spiritually minded, like this is probably the most spiritually mature team that we've ever 100%. Had. And it's just so encouraging, like how, you know, you talk about like going back to volleyball, how they talk about keeping it Christ-centered, committed, competitive. And you know, you have to have that core first piece, and the other parts will come. You know, this was the most successful Emmaus men's team that we've ever had recorded.
Yeah.
And this was also the most spiritually mature and strong team we've ever had. And it's like, I wonder if there's a correlation. Yes, there is.
And there's a lot to say with some of the players that came in this year. Now, some of them, a lot of them transfers, and some from...
Five of them did, yep. Yeah,
some from situations where their school closed, but also others just didn't have a good situation prior, right? And the fact that they came here and they're like, they love the community, the brotherhood.
Amazing.
On the team, off the team, on the dorm floors, in the classrooms, in the dining hall, everywhere. And they see this as, you know what, I might have only been here for 1 year. Maybe I'm going to come back for more. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And it goes to show you that it's more than just the... It's more than just the material things, right?
It's not just X's and O's.
And if you guys know Emmaus, if you've been here before, and I'll say this, like, there's not much material stuff here. Like, it does what it needs to do.
We have what we need.
Yeah, and it is nice, especially when it's nice outside, but it's like a smaller campus, smaller community, but the core that we have here at Emmaus, the students that we have, the student athletes that we have that we're able to build on, man, it's just awesome.
It's really awesome.
And we, as admissions counselors, recruiters, when we go out and we try to sell Emmaus to people, we use that word in this situation. But we tell people about Emmaus. And when we do, it's so, I don't know about you, Matt, it is kind of hard to bring to words our experience and what Emmaus like really is because
I totally agree.
Because of the community here.
It is.
And like you get cheesy with like it's like Asgard's not a home, it's the people. It's not a place, it's the people. Yeah. But it's true. Like the Emmaus, I came back to this community. I came back to Dubuque for the people, for the community.
We both came back to work at Emmaus because of the experience that we had and the community that's here at Emmaus.
And that we're seeing this with our players, our student athletes. They're coming back because of the community, not because of the amazing classes, right? Or the amazing dorm rooms or you know, the beauty of the campus, but right. because of the people, the professors, mm-hmm. the staff, the coaches. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is. It's really awesome. And it's hard to come to words, to express that in words, especially a short sentence, you right. know, your elevator pitch of what Emmaus is like. But that's why we have events like Discover Emmaus Weekend, which is not a transition, but it's
a perfect segment because if you want to be able to experience Emmaus in a similar, in a Lord willing, similar way that Shane and I both experienced it, we do have Discover Emmaus Weekend. It's both in the fall and in the spring. So it's next week, you know, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you get to be a student. We encourage parents to come as well because parents are one of the biggest advocates for their student to go do stuff. But you get to be in the dorms with a student, a current student. You get to go to chapel. You get to sit in on Bible classes or just any of our professional degree classes. Oh, by the way, those professional degree classes, the Bible is implemented into those classes as well, taught from a biblical worldview. So you get to experience that. You get to sit in the dining hall with our professors, with other students, with other prospective students, with our staff members, with the president, mm-hmm. and have a meal with all of them. And then some various fun activities, including a fun worship conference coming up. But those are great things. If you can't come to do in the fall or spring, we also have plenty of personal visit days that we will love for you to come visit and just see what Emmaus is like. Because there's a lot of great places out there, but there's only one road to Emmaus.
That's true. And mm-hmm. We have the testimonies of our players here from our women's team, our men's team. I'm thinking of Tatum and how he had great opportunities at larger schools, larger programs, better programs.
That said, he fell in love with the game of basketball again, being here and being around this community, around these guys. And this was the most fun he ever had. And he played at such a high level last year.
Close to being done. Didn't know what was going on, but he knew he wanted to grow his relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he came here.
He did
and
that.
I've only heard good things from him, from other people. He's a great testimony to why you come to Emmaus. Why Emmaus is a great spot for that. And there's a lot of
and he happens to be pretty darn good at basketball.
It's
too.
True, you know, newcomer there, first team all region. Yeah. And there's a lot of women on the women's team as well that have done the same. You know, I think of Rachel as well. You know, someone who's came here for the Bible,
transferred, or like Maddie who came all the way up from Arizona.
Yeah,
like yeah.
So and then with Aaron Jenna as well, too. You know, Jenna who
her school closed. Emmaus. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we just had her on the podcast the other week. So either way, there's a lot of great stories here with our student athletes, and we hope to bring you more from them. Their stories in the chair right here at the petty table and bring you their stories of how their road to Emmaus. Right. And man, copyright that their road to Emmaus. Why don't we have a podcast like that, Will? What the heck,
come
man?
On, we'll figure it out. Yep.
But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the team and what they were able to go through. I know it sucks to end the season this way and to always talk about this on the podcast of us losing. And yeah, we're optimistic, but at the end of the day, we have hope.
We do.
We have hope, right? We know that the Lord's not going to ask us how many awards did our sports teams here at Emmaus won.
What was our record? What was our score in total?
But it's exciting to hear stories of how our basketball team has been able to share the gospel to opposing teams and players and see them come to know the Lord. And yeah, we have victory in Christ in that. We haven't seen much victory in like regionals or even on the bigger stage of nationals yet. That victory of, you know, being a part of that man's story and seeing him come to know the Lord years ago is the only trophy we need in our cabinet. And that's what the Lord Jesus will ask us at the end of the day.
What did you do with the gift and talents that I gave you?
Yeah, not about our regional trophies. And, of course, people at home are going to be like, yeah, that's what losers say. Goodness. But it's true. Come on, guys.
It's true. We want to do everything to our full potential to give God the glory. We want to win, but at the end of the day, it's not the only thing.
Yeah, and I think Emmaus is a spot you can do both.
Yep.
I know Emmaus is a spot you can do both. We've seen other schools, other Christian schools out there, we're not throwing any names out there, but people who don't have good testimonies, people who don't recruit within the Christian element.
Right. They sacrifice things to get to that.
And honestly, that's
higher level.
That's one of the reasons why we've struggled so much. While it's a roller coaster here, because we do care about the character of our players. It's one of their
character is way more important.
It's the biggest admission requirement for Emmaus is being a born again believer. That's what we care about.
And understanding that and being able to articulate that and living that out, not just, you know, Googling how is a Christian? Mm-hmm. It's the walk. It's the full thing. It's not just you know. Oh, I made it through the door. Now I'm good. Yeah. No, it's every single day.
So recruiting athletes are hard because of that, and it's not because our coaches aren't doing it. It's tough. Mm-hmm. So if you know an athlete, if you are an athlete
that loves the Lord,
that wants a community like this that we're describing, and to go to a school where you know you can win. But most importantly, you know you will glorify the Lord and have a testimony on and off the court. Emmaus is a place. Emmaus, it is. There's only a few. I will say that. There's only a few places in our nation, a few schools, colleges, that are like that. But this one, Emmaus, is definitely one of the few universities that has that.
University.
Either way, that's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to our message here, our preaching. But we appreciate you making us a part of your day, your daily routine. And we are so sorry for the last 2 weeks.
Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Andy and everybody else. But I blame Matt and Will. I've been the only one who's like, we're ready. But Matt was still.
True. I've been traveling a lot. And then
don't even. I've been traveling a lot, too.
Yeah, we both have. I was gone for longer trips. But
even for basketball?
For more trips.
For basketball?
Basketball.
Don't act like you working over here.
I always work, dog. What you talking about? Anyway, yeah. We're back. Stay in tune because we're going to have some season recaps with all the different sports between soccer, cross country, volleyball, and both basketball teams. We're going to have some player interviews and stuff like that. So keep an eye out for those because they should be coming out.
And we hope to bring you the story, the road to Emmaus of some of our fellow students, especially if we can get our seniors, our graduates on here as well. Mm-hmm. So keep a lookout for that. Hopefully those will come throughout the summer. But this is... In the Nest, and thank you for listening. And Matt, you know what day it is?
Shane Douglas, it is a great day to be an Emmaus Eagle. We'll
see you next week.
Later.